Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday evening to all you fine folks out there watching on Bally Live and MILB TV. You are looking at Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida. Set with tonight's FSL ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, we have game one of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:05. Welcome you into the broadcast booth now. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker, thank you so much for making the Mets and Cardinals part of your Tuesday night as we get going for the first of six games here this week at Clover Park. It's the first time the Cardinals have been up to Clover Park this year. It's kind of funny. They are a division rival. There's only three other teams in the division. This is our 91st game and our first time welcoming the Cardinals up to Port St. Lucie, but they'll play each other 12 times here at Clover Park before the season is over. Jake, the last time we were on Bally Live was on July 14th, the day before the All-Star break. Maybe the high water mark for the St. Lucie Mets. They thumped the Lakeland Flying Tigers 17-0. They came out of that break, lost the last three games out of the break down to Jupiter, but the offense still performed very well.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to be back here at Clover Park, ready to go back at home. And the Mets, you know, the offense has been fantastic. The pitching struggled a little bit trying to get back on track here tonight, but the Mets have been very good on Tuesday night, especially starting off series. So a chance to grab some of that momentum once again here on Tuesday and carry it over the rest of the week for hopefully a great series.
Mets lost on Sunday 14-9, a wild one down in Jupiter. They had yesterday off, but on Sunday the Mets had nine runs. They had 11 hits, and four of those from Boston Barrow, his first four-hit game of the season. And Jake talked to Boston before today's game. And we thank Boston for taking time out of his day to speak with Jake. They're the umpires for today's game. New umpires to this Florida State League. Josh Runge calling balls and strikes, or at least relaying what he hears in his earpiece in the ABS system. Drew Buffelli is the base umpire. It's a soggy day here in Port St. Lucie. We had rain move through. The tarp just came off the field about half an hour ago, but we do not expect any precipitation the rest of the night. Should be good to go for nine uninterrupted innings. Mets come into this ballgame with a 30-60 record overall and on a three-game losing streak. The Mets are also 8-16 in the second half, so they've lost twice as many games as they won both in the half and overall. Palm Beach, 51-37 overall, best team in the Florida State League East from the start. They are also first place in the second half at 14-8. As we look through the rest of the second half standings, Daytona only half game back. Jupiter, after winning three straight against the Mets, three back. And St. Lucie, a second-half high, seven games out of first. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers swept Clearwater over the weekend. Fort Myers 15-7 in the second half, two-and-a-half games above Lakeland, which still has the best record overall in the second half, but is not in playoff position currently. Dunedin is only three games back in the second half. Tampa on a five-game winning streak, four back. Bradenton seven out. First-half champ Clearwater 7-17, struggling in the second half, but safely in the playoffs. Other games around the Florida State League today, all starting at 6:30. Daytona at Jupiter, Fort Myers at Dunedin, Clearwater at Tampa, and Lakeland at Bradenton. In the Mets organization, New York is at the Yankees tonight at 7:05. Triple-A Syracuse at Buffalo, Double-A Binghamton at Richmond, and Brooklyn High A is home versus Rome. Mets are coming out to the field. Looks like we're going to have an on-time start, maybe an earlier than an on-time start. It's Franklin Gomez takes to the hill. The only pitcher on the St. Lucie pitching staff who did not pitch last week at Jupiter. We now send it down to the field for the national anthem. And with that, it's go time for the Mets and Cardinals, who are meeting for the 13th of their 24 scheduled games this season. Tonight, the start of a six-game series at Clover Park. Cardinals lead the season series 8-4, with all 12 games having been played at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Cardinals have a +22 run differential in the season series. They've outscored the Mets 74-52. There's the Mets starting pitcher Franklin Gomez, who during the last full six-game series at Clover Park against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, made two starts. He went 10 innings, five hits, only one run, and the Mets won both of his starts. And for the defense, Jake, we'll spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for the Mets, going from left to right, it's Fanyis, Ewing, and Cuevas. And then on the infield from third to first, Reimer, Hauk, Mosquera, and Ronald Hernandez. And your battery is Franklin Gomez and Vincent Perozzo catching.
Starting lineup for the visiting Cardinals, it'll be Trey Page leading off, playing third. Sammy Hernandez bats second. Chase Davis, the first-round pick by St. Louis last year, bats third. Jose Suarez, who has not played against St. Lucie this year, bats cleanup. Cade Kretschmar bats fifth. Anyelo Encarnacion sixth. Jose Cordova seventh. Ross Friedrich eighth. And Lisandro Espinosa, who's been around for a while, bats ninth. Name you do not see, John Frank Salazar. He terrorized the Mets down in Palm Beach for about 12 games, but he has since been promoted to High A Peoria. We are almost set for baseball. Oh my goodness, we might have an on-time start. I mean, we might.
Is it going to happen? We've only had it happen a couple of times.
I don't know.
This season.
It's a 6:05 scheduled first pitch. That's because by technicality, since we play at 11:10 a.m. tomorrow, we had to move today's game up slightly. Still don't understand why 5 minutes makes a big difference. Well, I think we're going to start on time, but the Cardinals, still trickling in from their bullpen out beyond left field, have to get it going, and now we got to get a rosin. We're not going to do it.
Oh, no.
We're not going to start on time. Are you official scorer Bill, he can't believe it down there as he calls it out, but not going to start on time because we didn't have a rosin bag. Jake, it's just not meant to be. Actually, according to the iWatch, we still have 30 seconds left. And Bill goes by the iWatch. So this might actually happen. Home plate umpire Josh Runge signals for the first pitch. It's on the way. Raise the roof. We did it. A 6:05 on-time start. First pitch is called a strike. And we are underway. It's 86 degrees and mostly cloudy at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Here's a bouncing ball by Page out to second. Mascara, of course, he makes the play. Diego Mascara was a highlight reel unto himself during the last home series. He starts off with a nice play here.
Who else but Mascara to start things off. Nice job by Gomez picking up a nice pitch to get a ground ball out, and the Mets are off to a quick start.
Sammy Hernandez next. Mets in their orange jerseys tonight. Man, they have rode those orange jerseys hard. They wore them all three games out of the All-Star break in Jupiter. Went 0-3 in those jerseys. But all three games they won last home series against Lakeland, they wore the orange. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. Now then, one of the Cardinals' jerseys is red. So these two teams have to communicate with each other. You cannot have an orange versus red matchup. Here's a line drive just out of the reach of Gomez and fumbled around by Mascara out in shallow center. It's a base hit for Hernandez. Frustrated punch of the mitt for Gomez, who thought he should have had that ball, but tough play.
And that ball coming back at him fast, and Gomez unfortunately took a little bit of a spill trying to reach around and grab that. It's a tough play to make, and same for Mascara as well. Grabbing that ball way behind second base, tried to make a big transfer, but couldn't quite do it. Just a good job by Hernandez, drive that one up the middle.
So it's a hit for Hernandez. And now Chase Davis, who has 8 home runs and 45 driven in this year. First round pick out of the University of Arizona last year. It was around this time last year, maybe a few days short, that he made his pro debut here at Clover Park against the Mets. About a week and a half after the draft, and that's about where we are this year, a week and a half after the draft. As this ball is dribbled up the first base side, it'll go foul. Cardinals drafted all college players this year, and if they go by the calendar they've gone by the last 2 years, any of those new draft picks could be showing up at Clover Park in a few days. We will see. But for now, this is the roster that the Cardinals roll in with. They have not made a transaction in a couple of weeks. We reset after the foul ball. Gomez delivers a fastball for a strike at 89. Again, we have the automated ball strike system calling all the pitches tonight. Home plate umpire Josh Runge just relaying what he hears in his earpiece. One and two on Davis. And he hits one hard. It's stopped by Hernandez. Going to go to second for one. The throw will be held out there at second base by Hauk. He didn't like where Gomez was running to the bag. So good job by Hernandez to sprawl out and cut down the lead runner Hernandez. Chase Davis is on first base with the fielder's choice.
It would have been a tough play to get him on the double play at first. Would have been close, but smart job or good job by Hauk to hold on to that ball. Not worth the risk, especially with how Franklin Gomez has been pitching.
Yeah, on the replay, it did appear that Davis had beaten Gomez to the bag, so the right decision by Colin to just hold that ball. Nothing good could have come from it with the throw. Jose Suarez at the dish, fouls one away. And takes this pitch inside. Suarez playing in his 14th game. He's off to a good start in Palm Beach. 15 for 48 with 3 doubles, a homer, and a triple. Swings and misses over the top of the changeup. Good pitch. Suarez has not faced off against St. Lucie yet this year. Last time these two teams played each other, Mets got a hard-earned split, and that was the first full series of the second half. Pitch is up high. Mets won 3 of the last 4 games in that series down in Palm Beach. They're losing the first 2.
Slider down in the full count, which means Davis on first base will be taking off.
Not bad pitches from Gomez, trying to get Suarez to chase one, but now have to come back in the strike zone and challenge him.
Payoff pitch is low. The slider didn't work. It will be a two-out free pass. And for as good as Gomez was last homestand with those two starts against the Flying Tigers, he did scuffle with throwing strikes. He walked six in 10 innings, and that is unlike him. He's a real filler-upper of the strike zone.
It wasn't a terrible pitch by Gomez either. Didn't miss too much out of the zone, but on a full count, need that one a little bit closer, especially with a runner already in first. But we'll see how Gomez responds here.
Pause while Ronald Hernandez at first base ties his shoes. And the lefty Cade Kretschmar will stand in. So you figure that that's a matchup that will tilt in favor of Gomez. First pitch, fastball just off the plate at 88. Now Franklin Gomez, not an overpowering pitcher. Hit between 88, 89 consistently, but good changeup, good slider. And again, usually a strike thrower, and those things will do well for you in this league, as he misses with another fastball. And Jake, he has that grit, I think, that can't be overstated. He's not one that lets a lot of things bother him, just being newly turned 19. Doesn't get down in the dumps. Spin and look back to second.
He is definitely a guy that will fight throughout an inning. We've seen him do that a couple of times. Can get a little emotional at times. He wears his emotions on his sleeves, but you know that can be a very good thing. It can really build up your energy ready to go for an inning trying to get out of a jam.
2-0 pitch misses. Last time Gomez faced these Cardinals, they got him for 11 hits and 6 runs, but he pitched 6 innings, and he went through the lineup 4 times, which is a true rarity at any level of baseball these days. He's in danger of loading the bases here, and Kretschmar waits on the 3-0 and will take it right down the pipe at 89. On yellow, Encarnacion, a right-handed batter, is on deck. Three-one pitch, hacked on and fouled away by Kretschmar. Kretschmar, another Palm Beach Cardinal who last year, right after the draft, reported to the Palm Beach Cardinals. He was undrafted, though, but out of the college ranks. Signed quickly post-draft. Coming up on his one-year anniversary of turning pro. 3-2 pitch, runners go. It's a ground ball that's going to sneak into left field for a base hit. Chase Davis coming to the plate. He will score, and the Cardinals lead 1-0 in the first. RBI single for Cade Kretschmar. So the two-out walk, which forced Davis up to second, comes back and hurts Gomez. The ball just kind of snuck through, slowly hit to the opposite field.
Yeah, a little unfortunate that it went right by Davis when he was headed towards third base, and that ball kind of got lost for Reimer and Houck and was in the perfect spot to where even if they did see it, it's a really tough one to get to.
So Gomez had this inning at two outs, a runner on first and only 13 pitches. And now two straight have reached, pitch counts in the 20s. Runners at the corners for Encarnacion, and he will take a high fastball. Gomez should be well rested, hasn't pitched since the Sunday before the All-Star break when he turned in three scoreless innings in the 17-0 rout of the Flying Tigers. This ball is struck well into left field. Fanyas ranging back, still going on the warning track, brings it down. For out number three, Encarnacion narrowly misses a three-run homer, and Gomez survives the first, doesn't look overly pleased about it with the walk and the two-out hit, but Mets only trail by one. They'll come to the plate for the first time tonight after these messages. Boston Barrow is going to lead off for the Mets. In the bottom of the first, Boston red hot, 10 hits in his last four games. That includes a game where he came in and pinch hit, got one hit. He's on a nine-game hitting streak. He will take ball one from Jason Sabacool, then the foul. Barrow cranks one into center field towards Chase Davis. Davis will make the catch for out number one. Well, the Mets have seen Jason Sabacool. Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Understand we had some technical difficulties, frozen camera, so we've reset, but we should be good to go now as we welcome you back to Clover Park. Mets trailing 1-0. Jason Sabacool, the starting pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals, just retired Boston Barrow on a flyout. Barrow on a nine-game hitting streak. We'll have to try again later. Now here is Jacob Reimer on rehab assignment, and he takes a breaking ball for a strike. And Jacob Reimer has done really well. He's missed all season with the hamstring injury. And he is 5-for-8 plus 3 walks and 3 rehab games, so making up for lost time. Takes this one low. It's 2-1. Now, Reimer joined us at the end of that Lakeland series, and then when we were off for the four-day All-Star break, he played for the Complex League team, then came back to us for the three-game set against the Hammerheads over the weekend. Meanwhile, DeAndre Smith back up to Brooklyn, and Drew Gilbert, the other rehabber, back up to Syracuse. Reimer hits one into left field. Cordoba, who is playing very deep, will actually come in and make the catch.
Reimer got underneath that one just a little bit too much. Gave that one quite the drive, but falls a little bit short. We'll see if Hernandez can get the Mets on the board here and extend the inning with his first hit.
Reimer might have caught that one just off the end of the bat. Now Ronald Hernandez, among the league leaders in on-base percentage and batting average, .284 average, takes called strike. And hitting well over .330 for over a month now. Takes this breaking ball for a strike.
Well, that's the big thing for Hernandez, is how consistent he has been throughout the entire month. He was one of the best when it came to walks on the team, and now the average is getting up.
Sabacool spikes this cutter. Sabacool working quickly. Spikes another one, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. He's sticking with that cutter at 88-87. Goes with another cutter. It's fouled away.
Got that one up a little more where he wanted it. Still a little bit low, and Hernandez, who has 2 strikes and in protect mode, had to swing at that one. Got a piece of it, though. Have another shot here once again against Sabacool.
Two pitch, breaking ball, just missed. And Sabacool thought he had strike three, but the ABS system didn't like it, said it was outside.
Didn't miss by much, but just a little bit outside.
Hard ground ball, but right to the first baseman, Friedrich, who will take it himself to the base. Hernandez retired. It's a 1-2-3 first inning for Sabacool. We'll go to the second. Palm Beach leads by a run.
Welcome back. Time for our three keys to the game. Number one, length from Gomez. Longest outing from any pitcher last series was four innings. Number two, bullpen step up. Need a good performance from a reliever once Gomez leaves the game. And number three, control the running game. Mets allowed 12 stolen bases last series. Did not throw a single runner out.
Well, length from Gomez. We'll see how that ends up. He threw 23 pitches in that first inning. 10 more than I'm sure he hoped. He was poised to get out of the inning without any damage done. Mets pitching, no question, took it on the chin. The three-game set coming out of the All-Star break. 1-0 pitches hacked on foul. Now, one of those pitchers who did not appear, the only one who didn't appear, Franklin Gomez. There should be plenty rested as this ball is fouled away, and he has been the workhorse. He had, three straight starts of six innings, then a seven-inning start, and then pitched before the All-Star break final game three innings. That was scheduled to only be that many innings. Mets can definitely use that length after 21 pitchers were used to throw 26 innings. Hot shot ground ball to Reimer. Throw is not good, and it cannot be stopped and caught by Hernandez. So we're going to have an error on Reimer. And I think did the hard part, which is stop that ball cleanly at third. Short arm to throw.
100 mile an hour off the bat. Definitely a tough one to knock down, and Reimer did do a very good job of that. But the throw just a little bit off, and Hernandez tried to reach and scoop it, but couldn't get it cleanly. And it's an error.
That's a tough one as this ball is fought off by Friedrich. So the Mets, errors were a problem. They made eight in the three games down in Jupiter. So already a tough start here with a run across, costly walk, now an error. Not the first couple innings the Mets were hoping for. As Friedrich, the eight hitter, stands in. And pitches a ball outside. I think for Ronald Hernandez, you know, he's been so good at first base, but I think as a first baseman, you'd rather the hop on the throw be shorter. That was almost like too long of a bounce.
I think his catcher instincts kind of kicked in there, too, with that ball so low, just trying to block it and make sure that it doesn't get past you.
Two balls and a strike, and Gomez will check on Cordoba. Like Jake mentioned, the running game. Controlling the running game and not go well Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Roger Dean. And the pitch is up high, three balls into strike. One thing about Gomez is he had gotten used to being the series opening starter, pitching on that Tuesday on regular rest, and we went from what, Sunday all the way to this Tuesday as he misses high for ball four, and he's now issued two walks in the past first eight batters and two of the last five. So maybe just out of sync with the extra long rest, the rest versus rust debate.
I think a lot of credit goes to Palm Beach, who's done a really good job at laying off of some of these close pitches out of the zone that Gomez is used to getting swing and misses on, and it's put him behind in counts, and then he has to get these balls over the strike zone. Hasn't been able to do it, and when he has, Palm Beach has driven the ball into the outfield.
That's the one thing that our viewers will probably learn about the Cardinals, the way they are constructed, an older team. A lot of college guys who've been around for a long time, whether it be pitchers or position players like Friedrich, who was another one of those players last year who made their pro debuts at Clover Park. Friedrich from Army. Jordan Krause goes out to the mound. So you're going to see a more advanced approach, more patient approach, I think, from Palm Beach. It's a reason why they are the best team in the East in the first half overall and currently in the second half. They are a difficult team, experienced team. They're threatening after an error and a walk. And Lisandro Espinoza at the plate, the nine-hitter. He's going to square to bunt, pull back, and take another ball. Reimer at third base. Walking in now, and you wonder if the Mets don't have a potential wheel play on. Well, Houck run from short to cover third. Squaring the bunt, and he pushes down a good one, and nobody's at first. Somebody didn't get the memo.
Base hit.
Oh, and then Hernandez looks a little shaken up, too. Was kind of limping after picking up that ball. Hopefully he's okay.
And that was unfortunate for the Mets. And, yeah, Ronald's walking with the limp. Here comes Amanda Galone, our assistant trainer, and Yuki, the manager, to come take a look. And, you know, that's got to be on Gomez or Mosquera to come around and cover first base. And you can't have Ronald come pick up the ball and then cover the base. So it's going to be ruled an infield single, a bunt single. As you see, the pitch comes in, and Gomez goes for the ball, realized Mosquera's not covering first, and just a poorly executed play. And adding insult to it, Ronald looks like maybe a foot, right foot, ankle.
Yeah, I think he might have taken a weird step trying to get to that ball. He did a great job of getting there and almost got there in time where he could try and reach out and make the tag. But fortunately, right after he picked up that ball, kind of limped for a couple steps and clearly into some discomfort.
A handshake and a thumbs up. Good to go. So perhaps just a slight tweak.
Just had to hop it out.
No noticeable limp as he goes back to first. Well, the Mets need something good to happen to them, and so far that's the best news, is Ronald Hernandez is good to stay in the game. Bad news is error, walk, and a misplay on a bunt, which at worst should have been a sacrifice. That it's a single. So they're loaded for the top of the lineup. And Trey Page will take a high ball. And foul one straight back at 88.
That was the kind of pitch Gomez needed right there, right at the top of the strike zone, a place where not really one that you can take. Was able to get the foul ball and is evened up in the count.
Oh, slider missed up high. Good catch. Perozzo ranging way up there. Page started the game with the ground out. Fastball away. Page, another one of those Palm Beach Cardinals who just less than a year ago made his debut here at Clover Park. Seventeenth round pick takes ball four. That's a base loaded walk and a free run. Cordoba's going to score, and it's 2-0. This is an ugly inning for the Mets. Error, walk, bunt single, and another walk. And this is looking a lot like the pitching and defense that we saw Friday, Saturday, and Sunday down in Jupiter.
We'll see how the Mets respond here. Just haven't been able to get pitches over the strike zone when we have had a couple of ground balls. Issues covering on defense. There's a good pitch there from Gomez.
And Hernandez taking a healthy cut. Still nobody out in this inning. Pitch is low. Was that a called strike? It was. ABS had it in the zone. Hernandez shoots one foul. Hernandez legged out an infield hit in the first inning, and while he was out in the fielder's choice, that hit did help spark a run. ball one on a changeup.
Right idea for Gomez to throw the changeup and get it below the zone. That one just a little bit too far. Easy take for Hernandez. Needs to get a little more up, but this is where he can really get back to what he does best, is throwing those pitches just a little bit out of the zone and getting guys to chase.
This ball fluttering right into the mitt of Mosquera. Nice ranging catch. No infield fly was called, so he had to make the play to get the out. It's an out that does not cost the Mets a run. The soft line drive as we take a second look at it. Good reach.
Nice job to keep his balance as well.
Two nice plays from Mosquera. What else would you expect here at Clover Park from Diego? Chase Davis up 0 for 1 with the run. And we'll pop this one back out of play. That one's down for the Silver Sluggers. Who we thank for showing up tonight. You know, weather's kind of been cranky all afternoon here in Port St. Lucie and on the Treasure Coast. Fastball that Davis thought was away, but ABS liked it. Nothing in two.
There's one of those ones where ABS is the pitcher's best friend. Just caught the outside part of the plate.
With the high fastball, that one touches 90. Now this is where the inning could possibly begin to tilt. Since Hernandez couldn't get a run in on his out. Davis behind in the count, 0-2, now 1-2. Breaking ball, that's popped up. This will be the infield fly rule. And it's caught by Gomez, and somebody's got to cover home. There they go. So, the 2 and 3 hitters with the bases loaded cannot drive in a run. Now, interesting if that ball had dropped. I think it would have been more fun if it dropped. Because it was an out.
Definitely would have been more fun.
Would the
more
Cardinals,
stressful.
Would the Cardinals have had the discipline to do anything on the bases?
Well, the two biggest differences in these last two at-bats is Gomez has gotten ahead in the count. Just goes to show you how important those first couple of pitches are and getting them over the strike zone.
That leaves it to Suarez to try to do something. He takes a ball. Boy, if the Mets could get out of this inning with just one run allowed after the way it started, that would be a win for the Mets and a loss for the Cardinals. Suarez took a walk in the first. Grounds one foul. Nice stop by the interim manager for the week. Hitting coach Willie Martin is serving as acting manager this week while Gary Kendall is off. Gary will be with us perhaps the next time Palm Beach rolls into town. 1-1 pitch. Popped up right side. Hernandez and Mosquera there. It's going to be Diego to make the play. Two hands. What a job by Franklin Gomez. With a little help from Mosquera. Bases loaded, one run scores, no outs, but he does not surrender another, and the deficit is only two. Jairo Cuevas will lead off the second inning for the Mets. Boy, the Mets hanging by a thread there in the first couple innings. Two runs in, but five runners stranded by Mr. Gomez. Now Cuevas goes out front of a fastball from Savakul. Didn't much of a chance to talk about Savakul in the first inning, but he is the Cardinals' sixth-round draft pick last year from Maryland. So coming up on a year for him since being drafted, or signed at least. 22 years old from Syracuse, New York. That's where the Mets' AAA affiliate is. Big, hard, chopping ball. Nice stop at first base by Friedrich. He'll throw over to Savakul, and Cuevas is retired. Four up, four down for the Cardinals' right-hander. Savakul has spent all season in the Florida State League, where he is 2-3 with a 3.86 ERA in 15 games and 13 starts. Nice reach back there. He has faced the Mets twice before, down in Jupiter. And he's done well. As this fastball misses inside to Houck. May 16th, five innings, two hits, one run, in a no decision. As this slider finds its way in. And then again on June 25th, four innings, five hits, one run, in another no decision. He has walked seven Mets, though, in those nine innings, so an eye on that. It's 1-2 on Houck. We had a multi-hit game on Sunday. Fishes at the slider in the dirt and is out. That's the first strikeout for Savakul, who's retired all five he's faced.
Well, you mentioned the walks, Adam, that Savakul has given up against the Mets. May need to make an adjustment here and taking more of these pitches. Savakul is pitching very well right now, and the Mets will need to make an adjustment quickly if they want to stay in this game.
Ewing next, and he takes a slider for a strike, a cutter actually. The Mets offense has done extraordinarily well the last four games, and probably the best they've been all year. Fortunately for the Mets, and it's not reflected record-wise in the last four. They are 1-3. The only thing you could hang on the offense is they needed one more hit in the first nine innings on Friday night. One more hit, they probably wouldn't that game. They had more than enough hits on Saturday and Sunday to be competitive. Like you said it best, Jake, at your post-game show, the Mets probably should have won two of those three down in Jupiter. As Ewing fights one foul. As we've said all season, it's been tough at times for this team to put together all three phases. Offense, pitching, and defense. And Ewing swings and misses on the cutter and strikes out. That's been the pitch of choice here for Savakul. Another 1-2-3 inning. He's retired all six. And the last two on strikeouts. He's locked in right now. We head to the third inning. It's 2-0 Cardinals. back in Port St. Lucie. Franklin Gomez looking for an easier third inning. He's really worked hard in the first two, over 50 pitches, two runs, run last inning unearned after the opening error on Reimer. Walks and defense been an issue for the Mets so far today, but hanging in there as this pitch just misses. It's 1-1 on Kretschmar. Curveball that time. Kretschmar, two-out RBI hit in the first inning. And we'll ground this one over the bag. That's a fair ball. It might have hit the bag. This time, Gomez able to cover, and a little body bump there. After he did not cover on the bunt, he was not going to leave any doubt this time. He sprinted over.
He made sure. Made sure so well that he ran into Hernandez there. But a nice adjustment by the Mets to make sure that they get that out. And seems like Franklin Gomez might be settling in a little bit here. Hopeful for the Mets, and they can continue this and keep this game as just a two-run deficit.
Since he's walked, since he walked Trey Page with the bases loaded, he has retired the last four. And now he faces Encarnacion, who flew out middle of the warning track in the first inning. It was actually the best struck ball probably of the game by the Cardinals. They didn't have a ball leave the infield in the second. It's a good thing that Franklin ran over to first. I don't think on pond review that Ronald could have taken that ball to it by himself. First base. I think Kretschmar would have won that race. So important first out. This ball is fisted to the screen. The 1-2. It's a dribbler in front of home plate. Peroso's going to pick it up, throw to first, and it's dropped by Hernandez as the throw was wide, and another play that the Mets just can't quite complete.
Hernandez lost his glove trying to make that catch. The throw is a little bit inside. I'm sure that's one, though, Hernandez would tell you that he has to have.
Well, throwing Ronald's. E2. That's tough for a first baseman because you don't want it, your arm to be run into. That's going to be a throwing error on Peroso. And I think official score Bill got that right. That's, you can basically, you know, throw anywhere to the left side, but not where he did. Now here's a rocket into the right center field gap on the run is Ewing. It's past him. This is off the batter Cordoba. Encarnacion's going to get the wave home. Here comes the throw. It's cut off by Hauk. It's an RBI double for Cordoba and a 3-0 lead for the Cardinals. So right after the error, Palm Beach cashes in that run.
Now they really jumped on that there, drove that one right in the right field all the way to the warning track. Easy for Encarnacion to score. See if the Mets can hold them to just one run again.
That hit by Cordoba, by far the hardest hit ball of the game. One thing that has to be upsetting for the Mets right now is Palm Beach has, till then, has not really struck the ball well, but still scored a run in each of the three innings, and the strike is delivered. And just a little bit off right now. Just out of sync.
And again, you go back to the error. If the Mets are able to get that out, running a runner on second right now with two outs in the inning.
And a two-out double with the bases empty doesn't really do much harm. It's Friedrich who took a walk. Mets, three errors in their first game back on Friday, two errors Saturday, two Sunday, three Sunday, and now two already tonight. There's a ball that's fouled away, and Jake, ooh, that caught Peroso, and he's in a heap. And I know, Jake, that you know, whenever you interview a coach on our staff and talk about the state of the team, one of the first things they always say is, you know, that defense. When the team plays good defense, good things happen. And right now, the Mets have not played good defense since coming out of the break.
It starts there. If you're able to make good plays, your pitcher feels good coming out of it. He knows his defense, he can trust behind him. You pitch a little more with some confidence. The offense feels a little bit better because they know that everything is not relying on them to score a bunch of runs. Everybody just moves a little bit better when the defense is making big plays, and it has not gone the Mets' way over the last couple of days.
Amanda checks on the jaw. It appears to be moving properly for Herozo. It's 1-2 on Friedrich. And he stays alive. And Jake, we talk about Palm Beach being patient today, taking the walks. They have not struck out yet. And again, you know, Franklin Gomez isn't a big strikeout or walk pitcher. He's a guy that's going to put it in play. That's one of the reasons why he can give the Mets so much length. 1-2 pitch, a chopper off the mound. Gomez will pick it up, spin, and throw to first. Perfect. Friedrich is out. And, one thing we have come to learn about Franklin Gomez is he is really a good defensive pitcher. He can really field his own position.
No question about it. Did a really nice job picking up that ball, spinning around, and making a very accurate throw right to Hernandez, who's able to snag that one and make the out. But right there, there's the defense. Good job by the Mets. You get it out. It does advance the runner, but a chance to get one more and end the inning.
Here's Espinosa, who got on with that bunt single last time up. I would not put it by him to try it again. He doesn't show it. Reimer playing even with the bag. Would be a squeeze play if he did. Looks like he's through the first pitch. He will be swinging away. And he drives this ball out of play to the right.
Wanted to go back to the strikeout conversation for Gomez. He doesn't get a lot of strikeouts, but I mentioned he throws a lot of those pitches just out of the zone. That's how he gets that weak contact like you saw on the last play.
Hard ground ball deep to third, but it's going to turn foul. Pause as Willie Fañez goes to collect.
Gomez again here ahead in the count. Has a lot more options of what he can do here. You can throw a pitch outside the zone, try to get a chase. Throw one at least close and try and freeze him.
Struck him out. Espinosa goes down swinging, and Gomez collects his first strikeout of the night. It ends the third, so he gives up another run, another unearned run. And the Cardinals have extended the lead to 3-0. Mets looking for their first base runner when we come back. Official score of Bill has come into the booth between innings and overturned the error on Perozo into an error on Hernandez. But being official score, Bill, we're not going to agree on everything. I thought it was a poor throw into the baseline, and I would have kept E2, but he took more looks at it than we did. So his call. So either way, it's an error, an unearned run. As we come to Willie Fañez, and well, Willie Fañez is having some good at-bats these days. In the four-hit game last time out here at Clover Park. And then he had a three-hit game on Saturday. And then another hit on Sunday. So, looking at 8 hits in his last 3 games.
Well, the Mets are going to need to get the offense going. They've done a really good job over the last couple of games at responding every time they've gone down. We'll see if they can do it again here.
Banez goes over the top of that cutter. Throw is going to go down to first in time from Hernandez. And that is a third consecutive strikeout for Jason Savakul. Seven up, seven down for him. And again, he's doing this against an offense that was super hot on Sunday, then over the four-day All-Star break, did not cool down at all. Perhaps cooling down after the Monday, after there, you see the stat. Hits and runs galore for the Mets the last four. Perozzo hits one foul.
Well, the Mets were doing a really good job at their pitch selection over the last couple of games. Timely hitting. We're going to have to try and get back to that and make some adjustments of gear.
Side, it's 1-0 or 1-1 on Perozzo. Had a tough season with the bat. Had a four-game hit streak going. That was just snapped. He takes this ball away, and he's a guy who constantly falls behind in the count 0-2. And after fouling off the first one, takes a couple of close ones. And now it's a two-ball, two-strike count. Breaking ball, sharp slider, but dips out of the zone.
It's a good take by Perozzo. One to lay off, and now he's got himself in a full count.
Cutter missed low, and it's a walk. That is the first base runner against Savakul.
Adam, we mentioned that he had given up a couple of walks against the Mets in his the two times he's faced off against them. And Perozzo, first one here to make an adjustment to start taking some pitches. We'll see if that can continue for the rest of the lineup.
So we've come to the nine-hitter, Diego Mosquera. And there's the sharp slider for a strike. So you have that pitch that is definitely a slider. Then he hits you with the 87 to 88 mile an hour cutter, which StatCast is still listing as a slider, but as this is just a straight four-seam fastball, and it's nothing in two. But, whenever pitch Savakul is throwing, it's moving. Fastball runs in. Big bouncer out to Espinoza. Throws to second for one. The turn in time for the double play from Encarnacion. 6-4-3 inning ender. So the Mets get a base runner for the first time, but Savakul gets the double play ball. He has no hit the Mets through the first three, and he's faced the minimum. We head to the fourth. Cardinals lead 3-0. It's Silver Sluggers night here at the ballpark, which means baseball bingo. See what you're missing out if you don't come to Clover Park. You can win great prizes. I think the cash prize tonight is $1 million. That's not true.
I'll take $1 million.
Sure, don't we all? Franklin Gomez giving up one run in each inning, not all his fault, two unearned runs. Palm Beach has stranded six base runners. They've had a chance to, I don't know, put the game away is right, but here's a bunt down the third base side, barehanded by Reimer. He'll put it in his back pocket. Another surprise bunt from the Cardinals, this one by Trey Page. So the Mets must lead the league in teams surprising them with bunts. It feels like this happens multiple times a week. Trey Page, leadoff guy, got to be ready for that stuff. That's the second bunt hit of the game for the Cardinals. Again, they have not really pounded the ball today. They had the Cordoba double to the right center gap. But other than that, their most powerful swing has been a flyout. It's a death by a thousand paper cuts here. Here's Hernandez, 1 for 2. He'll take a pitch, and the snap throw to first. Diving save by Hernandez. He just saved the third error of the night. Prozo was close to chucking that ball down the right field line.
All right, that's one you really have to be careful with. If Hernandez is not able to block that ball rolls all the way into the corner right field. And it's definitely a runner standing on second, maybe even third.
Line driving to right, Cuevas running back. He's going to reach out, make the catch. Here comes the strong throw back to first. Not quite in time to get Page. Nice running catch by Cuevas down there. A tremendous fielder. Got a great arm. Not in a great position to turn that ball back to first base. Page is able to scamper back.
There's a couple of things we know about the Mets defense. It's Diego Mosquera makes great plays out of the infield, and Cuevas makes some great throws over there from right field.
Long, rangy player. It's out number one. Now Chase Davis, 0-for-2 with the run scored, takes this 85-mile-per-hour offering for a strike.
And we mentioned a couple of the Hernandezes in this game, but not yet having the four Hernandezes all in the game. There is four of them on both of the Mets in Palm Beach roster, two on each.
Well, this is the 13th time they've played, and it's the 13th time we've not had all four. We've had three a couple of times, and it gets really wonky when they're all three on the field at once. A couple of base runners and a defender. This ball fouled straight back. It's a nice overhead view of Clover Park. It's been cloudy all day, warm, but temperate. Not the blazing late July sunny day. Rained here for an hour up until 5:30. 0-2 pitch is soared into left center, Ewing on the move, and Davis is out number two. This is looking like a good recovery for Franklin Gomez after that bunt single to start the inning.
Nice two quick easy outs. Got the flyouts and ones that do not advance Page anywhere from first. Nice job here by Gomez.
Now Gomez is throwing 79 pitches, and it looks like he's going to end right there. A lot of pitches thrown by Gomez. He's going to be taken out at 3 2/3. And he didn't have his best stuff tonight. A lot of walks early, but a lot of outs late. And he hung in there. Let's give the Mets a chance in this game. So turn it over to the bullpen. New pitcher when we come back. Trey Page on first with two outs. welcome to the team, Brian's Beretta. Added today, wearing the number 50 jersey of Ernesto Mercedes, who was demoted to the development list. Mercedes had lost 7 consecutive starts to the development list, where they can work on some things off the roster. So a one-for-one trade. The only Mets roster moves over the weekend were the off day, I should say. So Beretta starts with the ball at 93. Big lefty here coming over from the FCL, facing Suarez, who's 0-for-1 with a pop-out and a walk. Fastball missed at 91. Beretta, 23 years old, from Venezuela. In the FCL this year, appeared in 15 games and did well. He's fallen behind here 3-0. 15 games in relief, 2 saves and 3 chances, a 2-0 record, 2.76 ERA. Only 10 earned runs in 33 innings with 42 strikeouts. A pickoff throw, and he got him. Well, that's a move that teams are going to have to learn against Beretta. That was excellent.
It's a really nice move. Caught him off guard.
Trey Page is out number 3, and the inning is over. Only 3 batters face, and for the first time, the Cardinals do not score. First time through the order, Mets did not get a hit. They got a walk, but that was erased on a double play. And that is what's on the line tonight. Mets, the king of Tuesdays. Undefeated here at Clover Park on Tuesdays, but they have a lot of work to do. And they're against a tough cookie here in Savakul. There was a fastball away at 88. For Boston Barrow, he's got a season-high 9-game hitting streak going right now. He's had a tremendous July, hitting 370 this month. Dunks one into center field. Davis running in, and he's going to make the play. Chase Davis, by the way, returns to the spot in the outfield where he was a SportsCenter number 1 play last year. Game on the line, made a diving catch to end the game. The Mets having the winning run in scoring position. It's a gut wrencher for the Mets, and a great play by Davis, where if you watch that play a bunch, I think if he got a better read off the bat, probably doesn't require a dive, but it was pretty cool. Saw that later in the night, that he was SportsCenter number 1. We've had a SportsCenter number 3 play this year. Ronald Hernandez crashing into the camera in the camera well for an out.
And we had the Mets on SportsCenter when they were debuting the Christmas jerseys as well.
That's true. That's in less than a year's span on SportsCenter 3 different times. Look at us. Who would have thought? Not me. Where's that Paul Rudd meme? 2-1 pitch swung on and missed by Reimer. Reimer fly out deep to left, and once again the left fielder Cordoba playing way back in the shadows of the warning track. 2-2, a ground ball to third. It's going to be scooped up with the glove by Page. Throw to first, not in time. Jacob Reimer has now hit safely in all four games of this rehab assignment, and testing out that hamstring, busting it down the line. Has himself a hit, the first hit of the game for St. Lucie.
Well, I think that's the most aggressive we've seen Reimer run since coming back on his rehab assignment, and looked pretty good. Nice job to beat out that throw. That was a great play by the Cardinals. Great stretch by the first baseman Friedrich, and a great throw by Page, but just could not get Reimer in time.
There's a fly into right from Hernandez on the move, and making the catch is Suarez. A quick second out. So the Mets checked off the box with their first base runner last inning, checked off their box with the first hit in this inning. Now it's, can they get a run at some point here in the near future? And turn to Johairo Cuevas to try to keep it going. Out on a grounder, 0 for 1, first time up. And he takes this ball low. Back to Boston Barrow in his 9-game hit streak. There's only been one double-digit hit streak this year. That was Jesus Baez, long since departed to Brooklyn. But from April 28th through May 17th, he had a 17-game hit streak. And Reimer, or rather Barrow, now at 9, the next longest. Suero, Chris Suero, even longer since departed to Brooklyn, had a 9-game. Hard ground ball, backhanded by Espinoza, gets up, fires high to first, takes the glove off of Friedrich, and Cuevas is safe on an errant throw by Espinoza. This is looking like an error on the shortstop. It's another play where he did the hard part and then kind of let fly a bad throw. And he had plenty of time, and it is a confirmed throwing error.
The second time we've also seen a glove of the first baseman fly off today.
Yeah, what's going on there? Need to glue the fingers inside the mitts. Inning continues for Houck, and he swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt, same one he struck out on first time around. Well, the Cardinals have faced Houck a bunch, 2 6-game series prior. They know the attack on him, the slider away, until he consistently lets that pitch pass. They'll keep throwing it. Oh, it's a fastball, and Houck drives it to left field for a base hit. Reimer's being waved in. Here comes the throw by Cordoba. It's too high. Reimer scores. Houck into second base on the errant throw, and the Mets are on the board. It's an RBI single for Collin. After chasing the slider in the dirt, gets a fastball over the middle. Cordoba's throw,
single, RBI,
it would have been
B7 advances
in time had it been accurate.
From first to second.
Well, don't look now, single, but here RBI, come the Mets. The B7, offense, nice job of responding. Houck drives that one into left field. Reimer testing out the hamstring. Makes a nice slide into first, into home plate. The Mets are on the board.
And, back-to-back plays with errors by the Cardinals. And this ball yanked. Oh, what a pick at first base. It hit the ground first, but Ewing will be out, and that prevented a tie game. A.J. scorched it, but Friedrich picks it. If it goes away down the line, Mets are going to tie this thing up. That's how close they were. But they got a hit and a run that inning. They got 3 hits, and they trailed by 2 as we move to the 5th inning at Clover Park. You know who those are? Oh, they see themselves on TV. Those are the newest Mets minor leaguers. Drafted players from just over a week ago. And they are coming down here to Port St. Lucie, signing contracts, getting physicals, and getting a tour of the facility. I met the first baseman from Georgia today, a six-round pick, Corey Collins. He was signing his contract and getting his photo taken in the press conference room. So those guys are hanging out, watching some St. Lucie Mets baseball, and hopefully in the near future they'll be St. Lucie Mets themselves. Welcome, guys. Hopefully everybody's having a good time down here getting acclimated to Mets baseball. Here's a fly into center, and it's caught. Suarez, who was at the plate when Page was picked off to end the inning, is now out to start the fifth. So this game has turned. As the Mets were down 3-0, it was looking shaky on defense and on the mound, but they were inches away from tying this game up and having the going ahead run on second. Ewing a tough out to clean up that inning as Kretschmar comes up. It was two hits for the Mets, two errors for Palm Beach, one unearned run. If you go back to the Cuevas ground ball, the bad throw by Espinosa, the shortstop, that should have been out three. The inning should have ended right there. So we've got a combined four errors through the first four innings. 1-1 pitch from Barreto, and he misses low to Kretschmar. So your final line for the starting pitcher, Franklin Gomez, 3 2/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned, 3 walks and a strikeout. Bat goes flying. Whoo, it missed the camera. We have gloves flying off first baseman. We have bats flying out of hands. What's going on down there?
Adam, I have to give credit to John, our cameraman. He brought this up, but he had said if he had a nickel for every time a first baseman has lost their glove, he'd have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice.
More than one nickel.
It's the great Heinz Doofenshmirtz. Phineas and Ferb once said.
Well, Kretschmar will go get the spray. So you get another look at the draftees. Mets, 20 draft picks, 12 college pitchers, 5 college position players, 2 high school position players, and 1 high school pitcher. And a majority have signed. There's still some out there. Strike 3. As Kretschmar down looking for strikeout as a St. Lucie Met for Brian's Barreto. Second strikeout of the night.
Exciting times, though, for the Mets with new guys coming into the system. Hopefully we'll get to see some of those guys here in St. Lucie. Definitely we'll get a chance to talk with them once they're here.
Yeah, the modus operandi the last few years, and again, everything switched over starting in 2021. The 20-round draft, St. Lucie dropping down to single A, the couple of short season leagues disappearing. It's been the draft happens, guys get signed, and within 3 to 4 weeks, they're in St. Lucie, and I don't have any reason to think that that would change. Some guys take longer to get here. Position players are usually quicker to get here and have more playing time than the pitchers. And, for the high school guys who were drafted, the three of them, there has yet to be a Mets draft pick out of high school who's made it to St. Lucie that same summer. But usually the college guys make it, barring with good health. Swing and a miss, and Encarnacion goes down. And how about this? Brian's Barreto got the pickoff last inning for the final out, a 1-2-3 fifth. We're halfway home tonight in Game 1 of the series. Mets trailing 3-1. Good fishing, I'm sure, in the lake out beyond right fields. Probably some gators in there as well.
There's definitely some gators in there.
Want to go find out for us?
No.
Give you a little pedal boat out there and pedal you around. Here's the pitch outside to Willie Fines, who struck out swinging. Sabakul giving up his first run and hits last inning, unearned run. Four runs in the game, only one earned. And Fines strokes it the other way for a base hit. Willie Fines is now 9 hits in his last 4 games.
It feels like the Mets just need a little bit of confidence back. They got a couple of hits in the last inning, and now Fines leads it off with a base hit. We'll see if the Mets can't take advantage of his leadoff hit and get him around and cut this deficit to just one.
It's a good swing. Just went the other way with it. He's on a 3-game hitting streak now. Feels like the Reimer hustle infield single kind of broke the ice. Now the tying run at the plate, and Perozzo, and he takes the ball outside. Well, Perozzo was able to kind of let the Mets breathe by reaching base in the third inning, showing that they could get a base runner. He looks this one in, a more patient Perozzo. Ball is fouled away. Sabakul approaching 60 pitches. No movement down in the Palm Beach bullpen beyond the left field wall.
Well, that's another big thing in some of these at-bats for the Mets. The more pitches you can take, the more you can get Sabakul to throw, the better chance you have of getting him out of the game sooner rather than later, which I'm sure the Mets would love to do with how well he's pitched in this game.
Well, Sabakul checks in on Fines, who's safe. Starting pitching for Palm Beach has been good all year. This pitch is rocked into right field, but hooking foul. And then, of course, bounces into the grass berm fair. Does not count. But, Palm Beach, you know, we figured out early, Jake, when the first time the Mets played the Cardinals, we always know it's going to be a tough series against Palm Beach, given that, you know, the age and experience of their prospects is more so than the Mets. But the starting pitching's very good. Lineup usually fairly deep. The number one team ERA, the number one team batting average. But the bullpen, kind of circled the bullpen as an area where maybe the Mets can get to with the... There's a couple relievers in there. This ball floating into left field. Mets drops in for a base hit. Back-to-back singles for the Mets in the bottom of the fifth inning. And here they come. Tying run aboard with nobody out. They can do a little more against Sabakul before that bullpen gets in there.
And listen, it doesn't always take the big hit to get back into this game. Nothing wrong with going station to station. That's what the Mets have done so far.
Looking Perozzo and Fines both driving the ball the other way. Diego Mosquera hit into a double play in his first at-bat. Let's see what adjustment he will make. He's going to bunt, at least show. Take ball one. That pitch was done on purpose out of the zone to see what the tell was for Mosquera. Now the Cardinals know. He's going to square, and he pushes it down to first, picked up by Friedrich. He'll tap Mosquera out. Job done. Sack bunt. Fines to third. Perozzo the tying run up to second in scoring position. And you do that with now your hottest and best hitter coming to the plate.
Well, a nice job. Gets the runners over. It's not the pretty thing to do, but it can be extremely helpful for the Mets, especially if Barrow can line one into the outfield.
Barrow 0-2, so you feel like how he's going, he's overdue. And he will ground one to first. Friedrich knocks it down, is going to run to first. And gets the out, but Barrow drives in a run. Fines scores, and the Mets trim the deficit to one. It's 3-2 Cardinals.
Well, Friedrich definitely looked like he wanted to go home for a moment there, but because he knocked that ball down, wasn't able to field it cleanly, never had a chance, and smartly just stepped on first to pick up the out.
Fines went on contact, so I am curious that if that ball was fielded cleanly by Friedrich, would he have really come home with it? He might have. Perozzo dancing down the line at third base. Page far off the bag. Drew the attention of Savakul. Now here's Jacob Reimer, 1-for-2 today. Now 6-for-10 on the rehab. We'll take the breaking ball inside. So for all the warts to start this game for the Mets, the walks, the errors, they didn't let it get too far out of hand, out of reach. And now, at the tying run 90 feet away in the fifth, and it was nearly a wild pitch there. Good stop by Hernandez. We'll ask for timeout.
We mentioned Boston Barrow is a guy that you love to have up at the plate with how good he has been, but Reimer has been fantastic for the Mets, batting 600 right now.
Well, he takes this pitch low. I do think there's something to be said about, you know, those three games out of the All-Star break at Jupiter, the Mets having more experienced guys like Reimer, DeAndre Smith, and Drew Gilbert, you know, to kind of establish the lineup and show the regular St. Lucie Mets, you know, what it's like, you know, to bat at the top of the lineup, have a productive at-bat, the approach to it all. Yeah. Through osmosis, that appears to have helped. 3-1 pitch, ground ball up the middle. Reimer drives in the tying run. Past the reach of the diving Espinosa, Perozzo is in, and we have a brand new ball game tonight. 3-3.
Reimer doing what he does best and just driving the ball for base hits, continuing to stay hot at the plate. Mets have now tied this game and now an opportunity to try and see if they can't grab the lead.
Yeah, this thing was looking ugly earlier. Mets down 3-0. They were being no hit through three innings. They made two errors. Look at them now, how fast things change. Two innings later, it's a tie game, and go-ahead run is on base. So that's good. This has been a really good inning all around. You look at the two hits to start the inning, Fines and Perozzo going the other way. The next two batters, Mosquera and Barrow, moving runners up on outs, and then Reimer pays it off with a hit. You can't draw it up much better than that. Just productive five straight times this inning.
Reimer's batting average well over 600 now with that hit. Adam, do you know the only other St. Lucie Met this season to have a better batting average than Reimer?
Somebody probably went 1-for-1 in a game.
Maybe.
He does not qualify, by the way, as Hernandez drives this ball into shallow left. Page running in, he'll make the play, and the inning is over. Well, Jake, you can break the news to us after in the next half inning. The Mets score two runs on three hits, no errors, one stranded. It's now a 3-3 game after five.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you from Clover Park. Game one of six this week. Hey, Jake, did you know that by the end of this homestand, Mets will play the same amount of home games as road games?
I did not.
Now you do.
All evened up.
I believe by the end of the week, it'll be 15 out of the last 18 games will have been at home. But it won't feel like that because, as this ball's fouled away, we had two consecutive off days after the Daytona series. Then we had the four days after the All-Star break. And your Monday off day yesterday. So it's going to feel more spread out than 15 out of 18. But this ball is fouled back by Cordoba. He's reached twice on an error and a double. He scored one and driven in one. But we finished that split series against Daytona. First three on the road, the last three at home. But when we finished the Daytona portion of it on the road, I said, boy, we have played a lot of road games compared to home games, so we're gonna pay for that. It's starting to even out. Oh, and two on Cordoba, and Barreto throws one that's fouled back. Barreto's come in and got four outs against three batters. How does he do that? Well, he picks off an inherited runner. At end of the fourth, and then the 1-2-3 fifth with a pair of strikeouts. Another 2-pitch to Cordoba, and he checked his swing. Did he go on appeal? No, and this is a good thing for the Mets, because if that was a swing, he's down to first on a wild pitch. And Perozo, I don't think, was going to get to that ball and wing it all the way to first base near his own dugout. Pitches inside, two balls, two strikes. Slurvy pitch, 77 miles per hour.
And the Mets also have their back-to-back home week coming up next month.
Don't remind me. 2-2 pitch, high for ball three.
I'm not reminding you. I'm reminding the fans at home a chance to come out to Clover Park.
Well, that'll be it.
Fun.
Those 2 weeks, and then the season's going to be over the next week on the road.
Got to get out here while you can.
3-2 pitch after he started 0-2 and he lost him. Didn't want to do that. Right after Mets tied the game, he just walked the leadoff man after getting ahead 0-2.
Definitely not what you want to do, but see how he's able to make an adjustments here. Now, this is where you want to start throwing those pitches low in the zone, try and induce that double play ball.
And he gets the lefty Friedrich, who has walked and grounded out. First base Cordoba has to be very wary of that pickoff throw. He's got a good lead and a lean towards second. The pitch comes home. That's the fifth straight ball. All right, Jake, who is the highest batting average on the Mets?
Well, you kind of made it.
And I will shoot you down when I said it.
Shut me down a little bit. But it was Austin Allen who came into the game, had one swing,
had a
hit, and then had to leave the game, unfortunately. But he did bat 1,000 with the St. Lucie Mets.
Triple A rehab is this pitch. I'll never forget that one. I'm pretty sure Austin Allen won't either, and he probably would like to. But that was the day, you know, he was on the injured list at Triple A, down here rehabbing, his very first game on rehab, catching, noon start, a million degrees. 2-0 pitch. It's driven into deep left field. Fanyas in foul ground, has room, makes the catch. Friedrich is retired. And Cordoba heads back to first. Somebody, John, cameraman, get Kenny in the berm. What is he doing out there?
He's picking up some baseballs.
What's that baseball from? Put the graphic up, the mirror graphic. That was the foul ball by Perozo, I think. Not even a home run. Now, you know what? I shouldn't give him a hard time because you know what he's going to do? He's going to find a kid. He's going to give the ball to a kid, and it's going to make their day. And keep that shot right there while I take a picture of this so I can send it to him. He's going to be so mad. All right, there we go. Which is a ground ball foul. Well, he's threatened legal action against us for filming him.
Oh, no.
Well, I said this cannot be true because you love the attention. He loves the attention. He loves being the mayor. And He's going to give that ball to a kid, make the kid's day, and then I'm going to look really bad. There he is up at the top. Up at the top. I hope he treats all our new drafted players extremely well and doesn't demean them for playing baseball at Georgia. Runner goes, pitches fouled back. And that's going to be for the fans. There he is again. He's walking. He's making his way down here. We at least need to get video of him giving the ball to the kid, all right, to ease my conscience.
We need to do a pregame interview with Kenny.
No.
Get him on the podcast.
Absolutely out of the question. Not, no. That's where I draw the line with your pregame interviews, Jake. Curveball stayed high. ABS said no.
Yeah, it looked pretty good, but ABS didn't like it.
I wonder if that be a called strike from the umpire starting Friday with the challenge system. Runner goes again, pitches a ball. Nope, strike three in the tag. Safe. And Mosquera couldn't quite get the tag down, and do we have a... And he's okay up there at second. And Cordova kind of writhing around. But that was a called strike three. It didn't look like it. ABS liked that one. So that's out number two. That's the third strikeout for Barreto. But Cordova now in scoring position as the go-ahead run. A pretty good throw by Perozzo. Ooh, you know, that arm came off briefly. And the tag was held there. Is that where the ball went? That little girl got the ball? All right, good for you, Kenny. I'm glad all's well that ends well. Apologize for ragging on you from collecting a foul ball in the berm. Must be a slow day down there, though, for Kenny to take time out to make his way down there. Ball and a strike to Page. Page up for the fourth time. He's grounded out, walked, and bunted his way on. Cardinals led this game 3-0. Mets have rallied back in the last two innings, score their three runs. Curveball misses up. It's 2-1. Now back to the Austin Allen thing. So he's in there. That noon start, Jorge De Leon makes his team debut. Can't throw enough strikes. Pitching change mid-inning. Allen rode out that whole inning defensively. Oh, runner trying to steal third. Perozzo's going to whip it down there, and it gets away from Reimer. And here comes the run to the plate. And that is how the Cardinals take the lead back. A stolen base and an error as Reimer could not handle that throw, which looked pretty good and in time. And Perozzo appeared to be on target. We'll see again. Yeah, that's an error on Reimer, who had his glove tilted the wrong way, and that's the reaction. That should be caught stealing, inning over. That's going to be the third error on the Mets. Second error on Reimer. So as good as Reimer appears to be with the bat in this rehab, he's got some work to do defensively. And that's going to be ball four to Page. So leadoff walk comes around to score on an error. You hate to see that. Also, Cordova stealing second and third in that sequence. And the Mets, you know, whether it's a missed catch by Reimer or bad throws by the catcher over the weekend, they have really struggled to stop teams running on them. That's now 14 stolen bases with no caught stealings since the return from the All-Star break.
Well, that was one of our keys to the game, was to control the running game, and unfortunately the Mets haven't been able to do that. That was one of Perozzo's best throws that he's had to get a runner. Just unfortunate Reimer could not haul it in.
Yeah, loved the wrong way, and now we have a fly ball into center by Sammy Hernandez. And Ewing will put that away, and the inning is over, but not before the Cardinals score the run. Another unearned run. All three of the last four runs for Palm Beach have been unearned. Cardinals back on top by one. Jason Savicol, 72 pitches through five innings. Three runs, two earned. Cardinals have provided him the lead again. It'll be Cuevas, Houck, and Ewing. Middle of the Mets order, the only three who did not bat in the two-run fifth. Cuevas 0 for 2, reaching on an error last time. First pitch, and he will bounce it right side. That's going to be stopped by Encarnacion. He overhands to Friedrich. One pitch, one out for Savicool.
Good news for the Mets. Only one run that they have to try and work their way back from. Definitely doable for this offense. It's been really hot over the last couple of games.
And Mets no hit through the first three innings, but have equaled Palm Beach with five hits in the game. But, defense again. Shaky tonight. Third three-error game in the last four. And, of course, five walks and some of those costly. 0-1 pitch to Houck. Collin banged an RBI single in the left field. Last time up. Slider fouled away. After hitting that fastball into left field after Savicool had got him with sliders swinging and missing, I'm not sure Collin's going to see another fastball from Savicool tonight. At least not maybe a hittable one. Slider misses low. Two balls, two strikes. Slider foul tipped and a good squeeze by Hernandez. Houck strikes out for the second time. That's four strikeouts in the game total for Savicool.
Just when you thought you might be getting to Savicool, he comes back with two quick outs and a chance for a 1-2-3 inning. Just kind of have to tip your cap sometimes. These pitchers, when they're pitching downhill, it can be tough to hit.
So A.J. Ewing will hit with two outs and the base is empty. Smashed. A line drive that was picked on a short hop at first base by Friedrich last time up. Robbed of a two-run hit. High slider out of the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Mets have to play the Cardinals here at Clover Park 12 times the rest of the season. Get used to it. Jake, you mentioned that back-to-back stretch at home in August. One of those series is against Palm Beach, the first one.
Palm Beach and Jupiter.
Yeah, so a lot of commuters for the Roger Dean teams on a daily basis. The Mets have 3 out of 4 weeks in August at home. Rocked into right field, a base hit by Ewing. He was close last time. He leaves no doubt in his third at-bat.
Well, he almost got a chance to move to second there after that throw came back in, but it was backed up by Page.
And Page a little wobbly getting up. I often see a short or a third baseman on his knees down on the side of the mound. Suarez, just a lazy throw coming in from right. So Fiennes will bat, really single and a run in the fifth, having success the opposite way. Good eye, fastball 89 for ball one. There's some stirring down there and throwing now in the Palm Beach bullpen. Savicool has exceeded the 80 pitch mark. Fiennes goes down and digs out a ground ball. Ground screw guys down there. Busy today getting the tarp on the field. Jake, you were on that tarp pool. Did you enjoy it?
You know, I got my workout in, so I was happy about that.
Always tougher to take off than put on. Dave and Eric. The rain move through. Tarp off the field in plenty of time to start this game on time. Pickoff throw safe. Ewing dives back in. Savakul nearly nabbed him. I could be battling the weather all week. Well, I got to the stadium today at noon, and I drove through a torrential storm just north of the stadium, but it did not hit Clover Park. The light rain mid-afternoon. A number out in front of Savakul. He bare hands, throws to first, and Fanyas is out. Good play by the pitcher. That's what all that PFP is for. Savakul, six innings, a quality start today, likely done. But he and the Cardinals have a 4-3 lead heading to the seventh. Oh, relatives of Jake have made it into the ballpark. Jake, they paid
Smile,
full.
You're on TV.
They paid full price, right? Focus. Keep that shot right there. We'll take a picture. All right, there we go.
Yeah, grandparents came up to visit me. Nice of them to come up to Port St. Lucie.
Grandpa knows. Tell them to wave. Grandpa knows. All right. Well, did Kenny go harass your grandparents like he did my parents?
I have not heard anything.
Okay.
So.
I tried to store my parents in the suite away from the chaos. It didn't work. Here we go in the seventh. Alan Perdomo is taking over on the mound. What a debut by Brian's Barreto. Sign us up for more of him. Perdomo serves this pitch that's going to drop into right field. And Chase Davis muscles the ball into right his first hit today. Mets trailed 3-0 after three innings. They tied the game in the fifth, only for Palm Beach to score the go-ahead run on a stolen base and a missed catch by Reimer at third, where if he caught it, perfect throw, gets the tag down, inning over, and the game stays at three. But the Mets defense, unfortunately, has unraveled today. Let's see if Perdomo can pitch around that single as he delivers a high fastball to Suarez. So, the final line for Barreto in his team debut, 2 1/3 innings, no hits, one run, unearned. He walked two and struck out three. Good-looking curveball. This ball back to Perdomo. Throws to second for one. Mosquera, good throw to first. Double play. 1-4-3.
Double play, 1-4-3.
Well, two things there. Really nice job by Perdomo to grab that comebacker and get the double play. And also for Barreto, he also had that great pickoff play as well, not to mention that.
He did. So far, the bullpen doing good. It's not allowed to hit. Got a double play, a pickoff. As this fastball misses up to Kretschmar, who's 1-3. When
1-0 pitch is late swing and a foul. Tomorrow's game, reminder, 11 a.m. It's our annual camp day, summer camp day. We have two 11 a.m. games every year, Education Day in May and Camp Day in July. The quick turnaround for these two teams, especially for Palm Beach. That's Kretschmar pops one up foul. This one's going to stay playable. Nope. Oh, it looked like it would.
Well, it certainly did, but I think
that net is angled.
Sloped.
Sloped, it is. And, boy, if that had
just got over.
Yeah, it looked like. It looked like if it's not sloped, that might stay near the railing. Well, the kid gets a souvenir, so. Assuming Perdomo can get out of this inning, worth it to make a fan happy. Breaking ball, struck him out looking. That's much better than a foul out. So Kretschmar goes down, second straight at bat looking on strike three. Good inning for Perdomo. Double play and a strikeout. And already we are at the seventh inning stretch. Mets trailing 4-3. Bullpen time for the Cardinals. Augusto Calderon replacing Jason Savakul and facing Vincent Perozzo. He's had a good day. And he takes strike one. He had the great throw in the catcher spot that fortunately didn't get an out at the plate. He's walked, singled, and scored. You see the numbers on Calderon. Not spectacular, but this changeup is really good. 23 years old from San Pedro in the DR. Calderon pitched one game up in Daytona, two scoreless innings, two hitless innings. By the way, Palm Beach came out of the All-Star break and had to go to Daytona. One on Friday, first game back, and that kept them in first place. A loss, they'd be in second. Daytona would surpass them as Perozzo grounds out. Then on Saturday, they were rained out in Daytona. Tough to have a rain out in Daytona because they had the artificial surface. And if it just keeps raining, you can't play. And they did not do a doubleheader on Sunday. They played a 5 o'clock 9-inning game, the dreaded 5 o'clock 9-inning game in Daytona. And they lost it. So they are only a half game up over Daytona. And they do play Daytona again this year in Palm Beach. And they're going to have to inherit a doubleheader at home. I could not get a straight answer on why they did not play a doubleheader on Sunday after a Saturday rainout and have to play one and inherit one. What a nightmare. I would stand up against that for us, Jake. I would not want to do that. I wouldn't. If I'd rather, hey, don't stick us with your doubleheader. It's not fun to be a doubleheader at home. I'd rather do it on the road.
Well,
selfishly.
I do enjoy being here at Clover Park.
You would like a triple header.
Okay, well, let's not get crazy now.
Fastball. Hey, we have a charity softball game, Jake, on Saturday at 11. You want to come broadcast that?
I'll be here.
You will. Mosquera at the plate. 0-for-1 at the double play and that great sack bunt. Grounds one to the third baseman, Page. Up with it and over to first for the out. Two up, two down, and a good start here for Calderon in relief.
The Mets trying to see if they can make some adjustments now against the bullpen. Keeping this game at least close, just needing one run to tie things up.
Well, time running late on Boston Barrow for his hit streak at 9 games. He's 0-for-3. Productive ground out last time up, drove in a run. And he will check his swing. Good changeup from Calderon.
Talked with Boston during the pregame show about his hot streak at the plate. Talked about just keeping things simple and doing his approach and taking the right pitches and swinging at the ones that are right over the plate.
Calderon backs up that 85-mile-per-hour changeup with 95 heat.
By the way, if you missed that interview, it's on the St. Lucie Mets YouTube channel now. You can check that out there. Just broke 100 subscribers.
Ooh, good for us. Swing and a miss on the changeup. So you changeup, fastball, changeup, 85, 95, 85. And it's a perfect inning in the seventh for Calderon out of the bullpen. Getting late here at Clover Park tonight. We go to the eighth. It's 4-3 Cardinals. As we get set to begin the eighth here at Clover Park, an update from across the state. Fort Myers currently pitching a no-hitter at Dunedin, and Dunedin leads the game 1-0. And it's only in the sixth inning. Fort Myers playing some really good baseball, and that is the Mets' next opponent. How many times have we said that this year, Jake? Mets seem to get the other team when the other team is playing its best.
It's happened quite a few times.
Right? None more so than that wretched Bradenton series, where Bradenton was awful to start the year and got super hot just in time to sweep the Mets in 6 games at Lecom Park. 6-game sweep. Very difficult to do in the minors. Big ground ball. Reimer stabs it, sets a much better throw this time. And Aniello Encarnacion is retired. He drops to 0-for-4.
Well, Adam, you mentioned the sweep, but I go back to a lot of teams who have come in playing really well here to Clover Park, and the Mets have gotten off to really good starts, especially early in the week. We mentioned the 6-0 record that they have on Tuesdays, which is in jeopardy here right now for the Mets, but they've been really good when these teams have come in hot and getting off to good starts.
This has been a fairly well-pitched game by the Mets. You throw away a couple of those walks by Franklin Gomez the starter, but Moreto and now Perdomo have looked sharp. And the Mets had put up a goose egg in the zero column, in the error column right now. They'd definitely be winning this ball game. And as it is, three errors for the third time in the last four games.
Well, that's been the story for the Mets over these last few games. It's just these little mistakes here and there, a couple of things throughout the game. If they can just iron those out, you know, you could be looking at least a series win last week and a potential win here again on Tuesday.
0-2 pitch, Perdomo goes slider away. Yeah, they play clean on Friday and Sunday. They win. Saturday, that was just a tough game all around. And the pitching didn't hold up its end of the bargain. 1-2, outside with the slider. Not sure if you talk to any Mets reliever or any pitcher, period, who pitched Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they would tell you that they did a very good job. Joel Diaz, four innings, two runs, six strikeouts at the top. Another chance for Reimer. Waits on this one. High bounce on him. And a good throw again. Getting better with the throws. Well, it's been an active day for Reimer. He's been busy. And his two best plays have come back-to-back here in the visiting eighth inning.
Well, and the best thing that can happen for a player after making a tough error as you come back and you make two great throws. Reimer's done a very nice job at making adjustments and getting a couple outs.
Two up, two down. Friedrich floats one into right center field. That's going to drop in. And who wants it? Ewing, and he drops it out to Cuevas, and Friedrich's going to take second, and that's going to be the fourth error.
Single.
Well, neither Ewing nor Cuevas were hustling to this ball.
Not really sure what happened. They were both just kind of looking at it, and then Ewing went to go pick it up and couldn't handle it. Then Cuevas had it and tried to fire it in, but when you're trying to make a quick throw like that after things started to get away, tough to get the runner out at second.
It was split dead even between them. And I think it, upon their reaction, it looked like the other thought the other was going to get it. And because of that, no one really sped up to it. And Friedrich, while he's not a fast guy, was definitely eyeballing it the whole way. So a four-error game here for the Mets. And now they just have to hope that Perdomo can buckle down and get this last out. And that can't happen. Somebody's got to be busting it to that ball. It's a foul ball off Espinosa's bat. The nine hitter is 0-for-2 today. Had the bunt single, 1-for-3 correction, bunt single, and two strikeouts. Pitch is a slider down. 1-1. Cardinals scored a run in each of the first three innings. Mets got on the board in the fourth, two in the fifth to tie it. Cardinals broke the tie in the sixth inning. They played a scoreless seventh. Ground ball deep to third, over the bag. Here comes the long-range throw by Reimer. Good pick at first base by Hernandez. Reimer just needed to get it over there. So, tallies three putouts there in the inning. No runs, a hit, an error. The Mets don't pay the price. One stranded. And the Mets remain down one as we head to the home eighth. an update on that Fort Myers Dunedin game. No hitter still intact. Fort Myers does have the lead now, though, 2-1. At least they're leading their no hitter. Jacob Reimer at the dish. Good defensive inning in the top half. How many times do you see that roll over to the bottom half at the plate? Quite often. He's 2-for-3. Remains scorching hot in this rehab assignment at the plate. Calderon, a great debut inning in the seventh. Work at nothing in two. Reimer 7-for-11 in the rehab assignment. Two doubles, three walks. Change up in the dirt. Calderon used that changeup to great effect. And a 1-2-3 seventh. Swing and a miss on the changeup. Well, that pitch is lethal right now. Just absolutely lethal from Calderon.
Anytime it's working against a guy like Reimer, who's been so good at the plate for the Mets, you know it's going to be a problem for him.
Now Calderon, as you get another look at the changeup, see him regripping that ball in the mitt. Maybe that's a tell the Mets can pick up on, but Calderon, 9.82 ERA against the Mets this year in two games, 3 2/3, four hits, four runs, two walks, six strikeouts. A lot of that done May 17th. He failed to pitch in an inning, giving up four runs. As this pitch is foul tipped, and then much better his second time against St. Lucie, June 26th, three shutout innings, no walks, six strikeouts. So it looks like the Mets are getting the good Calderon today. As, Hernandez, the catcher. Now here we go. We got two Hernandezes, Jake. Now you like this. Ronalds and Sammy.
I might have to...
We need, like, the triple shot. We need to get Jose in the dugout.
See if I can't convince the coaches to get all Hernandez's in there.
Pitch is low. Well, at some point, you figure Ronald will DH, and Jose will catch. So we have two Hernandez's for the Mets. Maybe Sammy will play that day. And who's the other one? 1-2 pitch. It's a nubber out to third, scooped up by Page. High release, but Friedrich, big target, holds the bag. All five batters faced by Calderon have been retired. Awkward squib shot. Floater there by Page, but they list the first baseman Friedrich at 6'4", 240. Talk about a target. Massive. Put a hat on him and cleats. He's probably 6'6". There's a pitch that escapes to the backstop at 95. Cuevas 0-for-3 at the dish, reaching on an error back in the fourth. Outs running low for the Mets. The deficit remains one. Pitch, a changeup swung on and missed. If you're thinking for the Mets, one home run, one swing could change it. Mets did not hit a home run down in Jupiter in the 3 days. They have the home run by Ronald Hernandez on Sunday in the 17-0 win. That's the only home run in that game. So they're not really bop many out in recent games. As good as the offense has been, the 56 hits in the last four games coming in, only one of those 56 hits left the yard. 2-1 pitch, and Cuevas will take the change up away. But Cuevas, he's had a great July, and he has not hit a home run this year. He's got to get one before long. 3-1, he should be sitting dead red. He didn't get a pitch to hit. He will take his walk, which he's done a great job of in this month. He's hitting 275 in July, but his on-base percentage is 433. Tells you that he might not be racking up a ton of hits. Certainly taking the free passes.
It's walk number 46 on the season for Cuevas, and leads the team for the Mets. Well, Ronald Hernandez led that category for a long time.
Swing and a miss on the changeup as Houck takes a mighty rip. Collin 1-for-2. RBI single sandwiched in between two strikeouts. Slider. First slider we've seen from Calderon. Just been straight fastballs and changeups. Through an inning and two-thirds. Pitch clock winding down. 1-1 pitch. Another slider. And that's 1-2. So saving the sliders for Houck. Collin back in the box. Pickoff throw. Close but safe. Cuevas not a big stolen base threat over there at first base. But he is sneaky. 13 out of 16 this year. I don't give enough credit. Oh, he's running. Pitch is swung on and missed. A changeup. Two more strikeouts for Calderon. In a scoreless eighth, works around his two-out walk. He's pitched two scoreless, hitless innings. This one's going to the ninth, down to the wire. Palm Beach leads 4-3. One of the best the Mets have to offer, Gregory Lewis will pitch the ninth, trying to keep it a one-run deficit. Now, even Lewis was not immune to the pitching staff's issues over the weekend in Jupiter. On Saturday, gave up three hits and a run earned in an inning and a third. That was just his second earned run allowed since the start of July. Nobody escaped Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. But we're back at Clover Park now. And the Mets have hung in there, committing four errors, attendance giving up three unearned runs. But they will have the last cuts. Trey Page at the plate, and Lewis has fallen behind 2-0. Looks like we'll have a new pitcher in the bottom of the ninth as well, as there is action in the Palm Beach bullpen. Fastball fastball gets over at 92.
Time running out for the Mets. Really important here in this inning, though, to try and move as quickly as possible. Get your offense back out there. A chance to tie this game.
2-1 pitch. Slider in there for a strike. Page didn't like it. Mets in the bottom of the ninth will have Ewing, Fanyas, and Perozzo. All three of those players have a hit tonight. Each with one hit, and the Mets have six total, so there's half your hits right there. Two-two pitch, and Page stays alive, fighting off this fastball. Page has been on base three straight times since he started the game with the ground out. In the dirt, spike slider, and it's a full count. This game is 2 hours and 13 minutes old. Didn't take us that long to reach the ninth. Boy, howdy, we played some lengthy ones down in Jupiter. 3 hours and 5 minutes in the 10-inning loss on Friday. 3 hour and 42-minute game on Saturday. Didn't even know that was a possibility anymore, the pitch clock. 3-2, whiffed him on the fastball. Hard-fought battle, but Lewis wins it on the 3-2 heater. And then, Jake, you called that Sunday solo game 2 hours, 56 minutes. Felt like at the halfway point it was pacing for 3.5 hours, but sped up on the back half as we take another look at this nasty fastball by Lewis. Whew. Well placed on the corner. Now Hernandez, who takes the ball high. Hernandez 1-for-4 with an infield hit. Check swing on appeal. Did he go? No. 2-0 count.
Adam, I do have some bad news. It has come to my attention that Malik Hernandez, who is the other Hernandez for Palm Beach, is not on the active roster right now. So we cannot have four Hernandezes in the lineup.
Did the Cardinals draft any Hernandezes?
Not that I know of.
Pitch is inside. It's 3-0. Lewis missed with all four. Makes that strike out of Page even more important. A one-out walk. And Samer Hernandez goes down to first.
Now Lewis just a little bit inconsistent right now. He's throwing some really good pitches right in the zone. Got the big strikeout with Page. But then here to Hernandez. Cannot locate on four pitches. I'll have to work around a one-out walk.
So it'll be Davis who's 1-for-4 with the single in his last at-bat. And Gregory Lewis wants a new baseball. Subway Series tonight up in the Bronx. Yankees lead 1-0. Luis Gil on the mound for New York. Jose Quintana for New York. That was a tough break schedule-wise for the Mets. They had the night game last night in Miami. So this is a check swing. He went around. Night game in Miami, won by New York, then the flight back home, and then technically a road game, but in their own city. Usually you see the getaway games at 1 o'clock or so, not the case last night. 0-1 pitch, misses low. So not totally surprising that the Mets might come out a little flat there, especially against a good pitcher like Heel. Syracuse swept its three games out of the All-Star break. Beating up on, who did they beat up on, I'll tell you. Syracuse, or Rochester, rather, in Syracuse.
I was going to say, Syracuse. That's not good. Syracuse beat Syracuse.
No, in Syracuse, though, over the Rochester Red Wings. Down at Buffalo tonight, 6-4. Binghamton on the road at Richmond, down 3-1 in the fifth. Brooklyn down 1-0 at home against Rome. The Emperor Penguins, right, or something like that. Here's a ground ball to Hauk. He's going to field it, throw to first, and that's in time. They're going to fake a throw back to second. Now, Mosquera was coming to cover the bag, but Sammy Hernandez was winning that race. That is why Hauk had to go to first, and was a good decisive play by Colin. You know what? No, I don't know.
Well, Hernandez took a turn at second base, and it's almost like that new play that's starting to happen in the MLB where guys will run and take a hard turn into second to, at the very least, you know, try to beat out the throw, make it difficult on the transfer.
I'd like to see that play one more time because I know Mosquera looked like he was a little late covering second, but Hernandez, the base runner, was still lagging behind, and maybe just the internal clock told Hauk that, yeah, because he had time to go to second. But that play was developing so slowly that I don't think it's in your nature as an infielder there to get the out at second. A strange one. It is the second out, but there is a runner in scoring position, and Jose Suarez. One thing we do know, there was not going to be a double play there. Suarez takes this one low. Continue to look around the Mets organization. FCL game canceled today due to lightning here in Port St. Lucie. It's a noon start, and it was weather was not that good coming in. Swing and a miss. By the way, the FCL season ends Thursday. And then one wonders what becomes of those players. Are they going to stay back and just practice? Are they going to go home? Are they going to come to St. Lucie? I don't know. Line drive out of play. You have the draft class signings coming to a close. A lot of things in the hopper in the next 2 weeks. 1-2 on Suarez. He's 0-for-3 tonight. He was trying to put a clamp on the top of the ninth, and he missed fire to the backstop, and he fell down.
Well, wild pitch.
It's a wild pitch, and perhaps that mound becoming slick, clumpy with dirt.
Well, the good news is looks like he's okay. I don't ever want to see a pitcher slip there and take a bad spill.
So that insurance run is 90 feet away now. And after the walk, the ground net moved him up and the wild pitch moved him over. 2-2. Ground ball to third. That's going to tail foul.
I think it would have been a good thing for the Mets, too. That would have been a really tough play for Reimer to get that throw all the way across the diamond. Well, he was coming in. He was ready to make the throw.
By the way, that wild pitch by Lewis, that's the only wild pitch of this game. You hope that it's not one that becomes a run. 2-2 again to Suarez. Just missed at 93. It's a full count.
Well, you do have first base open in this situation, so you don't have to put it right over the strike zone, but definitely want to give a pitch that will at least tempt Suarez.
3-2 goes right after him, and it's fouled back. There is a lefty in Kretschmar on deck.
That's just the pitch you want to do. It's a fastball right at top of the zone. Too close to take, and you get a swing at it.
Been a long inning for Lewis. 22 pitches now. Another payoff pitch and another foul ball. And if you want to really jump ahead here and play it out, you want to retire Suarez, so if there's a 10th inning, you begin the 10th with the lefty batter in your Lewis.
I like the way you're thinking.
Three, two again. Another foul ball. All fastballs here up in the zone. I wonder if a slider's coming.
It's kind of changed that eye level. This one, maybe next one a little bit more low in the zone. Try and free Suarez up.
Here's the fourth payoff pitch. And it's a fastball foul tip for strike three. He kept on with the heaters. Finally gets one by Suarez. Strands the walk and the runner at third base. Two strikeouts for Lewis in a scoreless ninth. Can the Mets do it in the bottom half? They're down by one. This has been a well-pitched ball game by the Palm Beach Cardinals to this point, facing a red-hot Mets offense. They've held St. Lucie to six hits and three runs through eight innings. Certainly better than their Roger Dean neighbor, the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's Henry Gomez on for the save. One-run games on the road in single A. The Mets will tell you how tough it is to finish those off. It's about a two out of three success rate. Here's A.J. Ewing at the dish. Gomez has coughed one up before against the Mets, as this pitch is a strike. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jake, but he was the one who could not close out the 8-6 lead in that wild game down in Palm Beach when the Mets were down 8-0, came back to one, win 10-8 in the ninth. As Ewing swings and misses at the fastball at 96. And yeah, that was the night that he pitched two nights after a scoreless inning, scoreless night, where he got a save, and then 2 days later, four hits and four runs in the ninth inning, trying to close out a two-run lead. So it's a different animal pitching back-to-back or two times in 3 days. 0-2 pitch, curveball, loops outside. A.J. 1-for-3 at the single back in the sixth inning. That, coincidentally, is the Mets' last hit. Ewing fights to stay alive.
Fan made a play.
Breaking ball, missed down, curveball, no good, it's 2-2. Ewing, Fanez, Perozo, if anybody gets on Mosquera. Mets were down 3-0, looked like they were about to be run out of their building back in the first three innings, but have hung tough. 2-2, breaking ball, called strike three. ABS liked it. Now the strikeout starting to pile up. In the last six batters, there have been four strikeouts. This is just a pretty pitch right at the top of the zone.
Didn't catch the zone by much, but caught it enough to get the strikeout call. Now the Mets have to work with just two outs left.
Fanez flies one into shallow right center. No doubles defense was in effect, but it's flagged down by Cordoba. That almost worked out for the Mets, as those outfielders, Cordoba and Davis, were playing so far back. Too much ground to cover for Espinoza, the shortstop.
It's just hung up a little bit too long. If that one comes down a couple seconds sooner, it's probably a base hit for Fañez.
So the Mets down to their final out. Once again, the outfield will play very deep for the Cardinals. Vincent Perozzo has had a good night at the plate. And he takes the ball outside at 95. Perozzo will walk, a single, and a ground out today. He has scored one of the Mets' three runs. He scored the tying run in the fifth. A 1-0 pitch, and that runs off the plate. 2-0.
That's a really good take by Perozzo there. It's a tough pitch to lay off. It just breaks out of the zone.
That fastball missed, and it's 3-0. So, Perozzo inching closer towards getting on base as the tying run. Mosquera on deck as the potential winning run. And it is indeed a walk, a four-pitch walk. Henry Gomez dancing all around the strike zone, but never in it. And I'll be curious to see if we have a pinch runner coming on, and we do. Looks like
pinch
Kevin DeVicencio will head out to replace Perozzo. Meanwhile, mound visit between Hernandez and Gomez. So Perozzo does his part. And he will talk to Barrow, who's on deck. By the way, Boston's nine-game hitting streak in jeopardy, needs Mosquera to get on. And look, if Mosquera gets on, that means tying runs in scoring position. As this pitch is a strike. That's a really good slider. Mosquera 0 for 2. Does have a sack bunt today. Another slider, another good one. So he was just missing the strike zone last at-bat. This at-bat, he's just inside it. And the Mets are down to one final strike.
Painting the outside of the strike zone. Really tough.
Slider, nubbed, foul. Got just enough one right back to it.
That's what you have to do against these pitchers when you're behind 0-2 is protect. Just try to foul it off and live to see another day.
Pickoff throw. DeVicencio back in there. DeVicencio, I know he'd love to get in the scoring position. He does have 11 steals, but certainly cannot end the game being picked off at first base, so he's staying close to home. 0-2 pitch again, and it's a slider down. Ball one.
That slider can be very deceiving, so a nice job by Mosquera to lay off. Long way to go for him to work himself into a full count.
1-2 pitch. It's a fly into right field to the gap. Suarez back to make the catch, and the game is over. Cardinals beat the Mets 4-3 in the series opener. Cardinals scoring three of their four runs unearned. A winning run coming back in the sixth inning on a stolen base and a drop at third base by Reimer for an error. So it's the Cardinals forming the happy high five line between second the mound and the dugout. They will maintain their first place lead in the East by improving to 15-8 in the second half. Cardinals are now 52-37 overall. Mets dropped to 8-17 in the second half, 31-61 overall. Mets have lost four in a row and five of their last six. Just that 17-0 win mixed in there as the victory. Winning pitcher, Jason Savakul. Losing pitcher is Brian's Barreto. What a tough loss that is. Didn't give up a hit in 2 1/3 innings. And Henry Gomez gets the save. Cardinals take a 1-0 series lead. They also improved to 9-4 against St. Lucie in 2024. We'll take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up Palm Beach's 4-3 win over St. Lucie on this Tuesday night at Clover Park.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park, everybody. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you from high atop the action. Fourth floor broadcasting booth, wrapping up game one of this six-game set. Tight ball game, won by the Cardinals 4-3. As you see in the line score, Cardinals had the early lead, threatened to blow it out, but the Mets hung in there. But again, unfortunately, the defense for the Mets costly there in the sixth innings, and then a well-pitched game through the final third. Let's take a look at the highlights of this one. As it started, Franklin Gomez on the mound. It looked like he was a little rusty. Gives up a two-out hit to bring in a run. This was after a two-out walk pushed Chase Davis into scoring position. Davis scores on the single by Kretschmar. And then walk with the bases loaded and no outs made it 2-0. It looked like the game was going to get out of hand here. But to give a lot of credit to Franklin Gomez, he got the next three, a soft line out with one out, then this pop out, and then a fly out, and that was the end of the inning, and Cardinals only got one run out of that after the bases loaded walk. But here's their first really hard hit ball of the game. It's an RBI double to the gap by Cordoba. Encarnacion scores. He had reached on a missed catch by Ronald Hernandez, so we have another unearned run. Then the Mets on the board here. Colin Houck, a base hit into left field. That brings home a run. Reimer, who started the rally with the infield hit, the Mets' first run against Savakul in the game. And then this hot shot ground ball by Barrow brings in a second run, and that made it 3-2. And all of a sudden, here come the Mets. They weather the early storm. And then Reimer with a two-out hit up the middle. That's going to bring home Perozzo from third base. It was Fanyas and Perozzo who started the inning with hits. They both came around to score. Really well-played inning by the Mets at the plate, but here is the go-ahead run. Perfect throw by Perozzo. Should have been out at third base to end the inning. Reimer not only misses the catch, but it gets away for a run, and that was the winning run. Perdomo did a nice job pitching two innings of relief. Reimer trying for redemption here, recorded all three outs in that inning. Helped out by Ronald Hernandez there in the end, and then the final out of the game as the Mets offense couldn't get much going against the bullpen of Calderon and Henry Gomez. Those two guys were studs tonight there to finish it out. So we thought maybe that might be a weak point for the Cardinals. But I think since the start of the season, the Cardinals bullpen, Jake, has certainly improved. I know the Mets got to Henry Gomez for four runs last time he pitched the ninth inning against the Mets trying to close it out, but this time they were unable to do so.
The whole pitching staff really pitched a good game for the Cardinals. The big thing for the Mets, though, in this one was the errors. Three unearned runs in this game. Take away at least one of those errors. The Mets at least tied in the ninth inning, maybe even win the game. So tough there defensively. They've been so good over the last couple of games, but couldn't get this one. Unfortunately, you lose that 6-0 record on Tuesday. But, hey, a chance tomorrow to come back and try and get this series back to even.
Well, it's certainly something that both the players and the coaches can tangibly look at. The defense. You improve that, you stop making errors, and you win the game. It's right there. There's no secret sauce to it. So that will be the recipe for success going forward. Reminder that tomorrow's game is 11:10 a.m. It's our annual camp day game. Weather looks pretty good for game time, so we're going to go on air
at 11 a.m. So it'll be a wake and rake morning baseball here at Clover Park, game two of this six-game series between the Mets and the Cardinals. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park. Cardinals 4, Mets 3. For Jake Ricker, I am Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your night.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.